Hello and welcome to the Camping Crew Podcast with Chris and Aaron.
Hi everybody, welcome to episode 175 of the Camping Crew Podcast. I'm Aaron Birchall.
And I'm Chris Byrne.
As always, it's meant to be a fun podcast. We're just enthusiasts and what we discuss on the podcast are just our own personal views, although we do look into items that you ask us to look into.
Yeah, and if you'd like to support the podcast, and if you can afford to, you can buy us a coffee at ko-fi.com/thecampingcrew. We want to thank Liam Kelly there. Liam's a regular contributor to the podcast.
Right, we have no news. So they say no news is good news. And the online chatter seems to be everybody is delighted to be back camping.
Yeah, it's the weekends are starting to get busy again, and we have the Easter holidays coming up now after this weekend. Yeah. So people will be probably maybe going out for a longer break with the schools being off. So I'd say from that time that the campsites will be busy over Easter, I would imagine.
I think I mentioned that Traverse, where we did a review on a couple of weeks back, they're already booked for most of June, all of July and all of August. So people, please, we've said it before, if you're looking at your 2 weeks holidays, your summer holidays, that your partner is off and that's when you're going to go, you'd want to really start booking now. This weekend coming, myself and Charlie were hoping to head off to Galway to do a few new campsites, but one of them has closed down and Salt Hill hasn't got back to us, so we don't know if we'll get out this weekend. And then the following weekend, for that Easter weekend, we're off to St. Margaret's, which opened last year again in Wexford. We can't wait. We were there last year, so we're going to head off there for the bank holiday weekend. So looking forward to that. Let us know if you're heading anywhere. And please, if you have any places that you reckon myself and Charlie should head to, be they airs or campsites, we'll give you all the contact details at the end of the podcast. Let us know and we will gladly go and review those campsites or airs.
Yeah, I think you're keen to get a good lot of new campsites up this year as well, as a couple of revisits as well, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I want to try and hold off on the revisits. There's one or two I want to revisit because they've made changes, or we might. Like, do you know where I haven't been for nearly 4 years? The Glen of Aherlow, my favourite campsite in the world. Now, I'm Yeah, I'm holding out to bring the T3 down there on its maiden voyage, because that's where we bring all our maiden voyages. But please, if you have any suggestions of campsites that we haven't been to, give you the contact details at the end of the podcast and get in touch with us, please.
Yeah, and if you're off anywhere for Easter and you want to ask any questions or tell us about where you're going, just drop us a message and we'll give the details at the end.
And also, when you come back, if you want to join campsitereview.com and leave a review on the forum, and then we can read them out on the podcast in coming weeks.
That's it. Now, Darren sent us a message, a follow-up to our question on festivals. We're asking people to suggest kind of, you know, small or local or boutique festivals. And Darren sent us a message on the Forest Fest. Darren, do you want to tell us, read that out for us?
Oh, the Forest Fest is one that I would love to go to, but unfortunately, no dogs are allowed. He went on to say that he's just booked tickets for this because their friends were at it last year in the motorhome and said it was great. The lineup looks great. It's got Suzanne Vega. It's got the Proclaimers. It's got Paul Brady, Nick Kershaw, among plenty of others. Bellex won the whole lot. But he goes on to say that the lineup looks great and they're really looking forward to it. One downside is no dogs allowed, which is a bit of a problem for us. And I don't think Aaron could bring Charlie, although they do allow guide dogs. And Charlie could be counted as a campsite guide, maybe. Maybe we'll see you guys there. Children under 12 are free. Happy camping, guys, says Darren.
Yeah, they, as well as no dogs, they also mentioned on the site there's no barbecues and no electric hookup available at that site. But, you know, they are taking camper vans and motorhomes and that, and there's tents and you can go glamping. So there's plenty of options if you wanted to take some family member or friends with you as well, you know.
It's on from July 21st to 23rd, Emo Village in Leash. And by all means, as I said, there's James, Bellex One, Suede, Paul Brady, lots of big country, Nick Kershaw, Gabrielle, lots of the Undertones. The list, it sounds like it's going to be a great lineup.
There's a lot of variety this year. I see there's kind of more dancey ones and there's folky ones and 80s ones as well. So there are plenty of options. But that's forestfest.ie if anybody wants to go and have a look at that themselves. So thanks, Darren, for sharing that. And please, anybody going to any other festivals, we'd love to mention them on the podcast as well.
We got a message on Instagram from Dean and is that Leisha? They were asking about route suggestions and gas advice. Do you want to read that one out?
Yes, yeah, said, hi, Chris and Aaron. Hope all is well, lads. Big fan of the podcasts and Aaron's charity, Me Blogs. Glad to hear Charlie's doing well again. I know you guys welcome suggestions from listeners to inspire the podcast content. We're currently converting a Sprinter into a camper. First time, no experience, didn't even have metalwork or woodwork in school. Hope to be on the road again in the next few weeks. We're thinking about heading away in it for 7 days at the end of July. One of the days will be our anniversary. Congratulations in advance. I've listened to your episodes and Aaron's vlogs, and definitely Nagel's in Clare and Curragh Chase in Limerick are attractive for our trip. I'm just wondering, would you guys have any recommendations on our trip, starting at home in Cork and heading up the West Coast? Maybe you guys have done a similar few days trip and could advise. Also, I know it all depends on appliances, but would you have any rough estimate in terms of how long a 6 kg gas bottle would last if you're to only use it as, say, a 2-ring gas burner hob? First time ever using gas, so it'd be handy to be aware of how much you can use it. Would really appreciate it if the two questions could be mentioned on the podcast. Looking forward to listening. All the best from Cork, Dean and Aoife.
Now, on the recommendations, for first of all, congratulations on your anniversary up and coming. You two good choices there. Nagel's, we were only there a couple of weekends ago, and Curragh Chase, absolutely fantastic. Go on to campsitereview.com. On the homepage, click the word map and you'll see all of the campsites that Charlie and me have reviewed up along the coast. And maybe that will help you guys plan your trips. On the gas, yes, it depends on how much. But if you're just running a 2-ring gas burner, you're going to get the year out of a 6 kg. We can get a year easily out of an 11 kg running the fridge, the heating and cooking. Now, we've an oven and we like to do our toast on the oven and grill stuff. So the small 6 kg bottles, don't be worrying about it. But what I would suggest is carry a second one in your gas press if you have the space. So if it does run out, at least you're not going to be stuck.
Yeah, just looking at the route, the different route options coming up from Cork there, Aaron, you know, you could potentially hit the Apple Farm up in Care as a first stop on route, cut across then maybe into Tipperary and do the Glenavarhallow, as you mentioned. You also, closer to Limerick, you have Curragh Chase, so you could kind of hop across that way and then head on to, from Curragh Chase, head in maybe to Strand Camping in Doonbeg is a great spot. From there, head up to Nagel's, up then in around Galway. I know you like the Clifton Eco Beach is a great stop.
Yeah, or Renville, just further up the road. Yeah, just take a look at the map. There's loads of sites and they're all open more or less from next weekend.
Yeah. And if you're into wild camping, you know, I would suggest check out a lot of the videos on YouTube of people who wild camp along the Wild Atlantic Way. There's loads of them. One couple I recommend is a couple on YouTube called Lost in Transit. And they have a playlist all about traveling Ireland and Wild Atlantic Way. And they've found some amazing spots. Quiet spots along there for wild camping.
And download the Motorhome Parking app, because that has the suggestion of campsites, airs, bars that allow you to stay. And it's a good app to have, and it's available on the Play Store. So you could try that as well.
Yeah. Just like, I know some people like campsites, some people like to just pull in. So there's two potential options there for you.
And best of luck with the conversions. Keep in touch and let us know how you're getting on. And let us know how you get on when you do actually head off on your first camping trip. And again, happy anniversary for the date when it comes up.
So we have a short podcast this week. Not much happening around in terms of news and that. But look, you had a video out today, Aaron, did you, on YouTube?
Yeah, youtube.com/CharlieMeyerCampingVlog. Wednesdays are van build videos. Have you been under a rock? Yes, we're on the third van build. And I'm calling this one my T3 dream. It's a 1989 Volkswagen T3. The video today was the removal of the dash and the heating unit. And it was only to get to that heater unit to replace the fan. And I have since replaced the little radiator matrix in there as well. So today's video is the removal of that. Today in real life, we actually put the dash back in. And it won't be until Monday till I get out to see if we did it right, because we had to leave and I'm going to be gone away for most of the weekend.
And are you thinking a temporary change in YouTube channel to Charlie Rocky and me for a few weeks?
Yeah, I am giving him credit. And from the next Wednesday video, his name comes up on the titles where he gets credits, because last week, today's video was mixed a couple of weeks ago. Rocky's a great help. He's a buddy of mine who has converted or has renovated more cars than he can throw a stick at. And he's absolutely loving it. And he's a great help.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the videos on Instagram and the YouTube video today, and oh, it's the one thing now that would break my heart, trying to take all that apart and remembering how it came apart and yes. how everything comes back together and painting it. And especially the older vans, they're like, it's like a million piece jigsaw.
I got a suggestion on the video this morning from some chap saying, hey, Aaron, suggest him the next time you're doing that, as you take the screw out, put the screw back into the hole. Now, when we put the dash back in today, we were only missing one screw, but the dash came out, but it didn't slip back in. You know, never it was does. Really. Oh, and as I say, we've everything connected. The battery was dead, so it's on charge, but I'm not going near the van now until I might drop out Friday just to turn the key. I know I have dash lights, but just to see if I've indicators, headlights, and a heater, because that's what the whole thing was for.
You get, obviously, the heating is really important. So you get the dash back in, you get it all together, you know, pray everything works. What's the next job for you on the van?
Right, that's when we start the build of, because we've taken, you know, it was a camper van and we've taken everything out and we've all the woodwork undercoated and we haven't got a colour until Deirdre picks out the cloth. So the next step is, I've the sound deadening done, that video is coming soon. We'll do the insulation and then the wiring. And then after the wiring, we do put the furniture back in.
And was then, there insulation before or is you putting
yes, in? And it was fiberglass and now I'm putting in recycled bottles. I've put in sound deadening. There was no sound deadening. It was just insulation. And some of the fiberglass was gone moldy because fiberglass tends to hold a bit of moisture. There's a little bit of welding and filling to be done on pinholes because it's a 1989 VW that a lot of the rust treatment is done. But we found a few little pinholes. We're filling them with fiberglass. So after the dash goes in and it's working, the next thing is the insulation. The wiring diagram I only did over the weekend. So we'd put in 12 volt, 220 volt and then lights as well. After that, then the furniture goes in and then I'm going to have to tax insure it and drive it down to Wild Campers Ireland to get the carpeting done because I'll do the panels, but there's no way I'd get the high roof, the fiberglass and dug down there. So if I can get the van to him one day, we'll have the whole van carpeted.
So when you're finished, then it'll be a bit like, say, Trigger's broomstick. Do you remember that?
Yes, it'll be all original.
All brand new van.
Yeah, all original with a 1989 van with new carpets and new. No, I'm looking forward to it. But the dash wasn't as awkward to get in as I thought it was. That video will come up in a couple of weeks. I think the next video is a bits and pieces one, which shows us taking out the heater matrix, repairing the heater matrix. We got the bumpers put together. We are getting ready to fit spotlights onto the bumpers, of course. It's coming along nicely, but I was delighted to get the dash back in today, but we've no power to see if the heater works. It worked before it went on to the dash, but now with the dash in, I broke the switch, the heater switch, so I should have that tomorrow.
Oh God, yeah, there's always something that's going to happen anyway.
But like, if you follow us on Instagram, Charlie and Mia Camping Vlog on Instagram, there's videos there, and it's more updated than the videos because that dash came out nearly 3 weeks ago and the video only went live today. Campsite review videos hopefully coming back in the next couple of weeks if we can get away this weekend, but definitely for the summer, they'll be every Friday, please God, from the next couple of weeks.
So that's it, Aaron. Short and sweet. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, if you've anything, please do get in touch with us because like Dean did, we just love, and Darren, we love to get any suggestions at all. If you have people we think that you'd like to hear us interview about anything camping related, be it motorhome, caravan, tents, campsite, gadgets, please do get in touch. And remember, we still have stickers which are free and we'll send them out to you. We need your name, your address and your air code and we will gladly get them out to you. And Chris is going to give you all of our contact details, including our emails to get in touch and suggest items for the podcast.
Yeah, so we're hoping to get a lot more content. I think once both of us start getting out camping more, the content and the chats with people will start flowing. But if you want to reach out to us, our email address is campingcrewpodcast@gmail.com. Our webpage is thecampingcrew.ie. On Twitter, we're @thecampingcrew. On Instagram, we're thecampingcrewpodcast. On Facebook, you'll find us in all the good motorhome and camping groups. You can leave us an audio message. There's a link on thecampingcrew.ie webpage for that. Or you can record it on your phone. And, get in touch. Give us your content.
Yeah, please do. And remember, we have the videos on youtube.com/Charlie Amir Camping Vlog Wednesday for the van build. Friday in the next couple of weeks, we'll get them going again on campsite reviews. And the aforementioned campsitereview.com. We've a forum there. It's free and it always will be. Quite a few new members over the last 2 weeks, Chris. People reading but not posting. But please do just join the forum, campsitereview.com. Join the forum and you can just read to your heart's content. Or if you have something to say, find somewhere to say it, and we would gladly cover it on the podcast as well if need be. If you see us on site over the summer, please do call over and say hi. From me, Aaron, stay safe and happy camping.
And we hope you like the podcast. If you are, please subscribe and tell your camping friends all about us.
Well, that's it for another podcast from the Camping Crew. Thanks for listening, and do join us again very soon. Safe camping.